Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams? Ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. What up, badasses? Welcome to another incredible episode of Confident AF Live. I'm trying not to laugh right now because my husband is home today and he's like circling me right now, like taking all these pictures of this podcast, which I really love and appreciate. But it's like, if you guys ever seen Mean Girls, right? And the people are on stage, the girls are on stage, and as soon as they get on the stage, all the moms, their cameras all go up, right? The dads and the moms, the cameras. And I love my husband. He's very proud of me and everything that I'm doing. And so that was like that moment of him just taking all sorts of pictures. All right. So, and I'm thinking that Jacob, my producer, is like, what the heck is he doing? Why does he keep making all these weird motions and everything? That's why, Jacob. Today, what are we going to talk about? We are going to talk about miracles and belief. You guys, I'm super excited about this episode. Full disclosure, I was on a one-on-one call last week, and I was doing my utmost best to explain just how powerful belief is and how belief really changes your entire trajectory for your business, for your personal life, for your finances, and what that actually means. Like what does that really mean for your whole entire life's trajectory? And so I shared a really personal story with them, and I got really emotional. So I might get emotional today because I'm going to share the same story, but I'm really hopeful I get to share two stories instead of one with you all today to really nail this in the coffin, so to speak, or nail this into the wood, whatever you want to say. And I couldn't be more excited about it. I also want to talk about what miracles are. Whenever we think about the word miracle, you know, I grew up in a very faith-based household. I am very faith-based. And you think about like stories in the Bible, God parting the Red Sea, Jesus turning water into wine, bringing people back from the dead. And I truly believe that big miracles still happen. But I also think that sometimes the most amazing miracles in our lives are not the big unexpected ones. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about the big unexpected miracles. Like, I am all about those. We have room for all the miracles in our lives. Can I get an amen? We're available for all the miracles in our lives. But today, I really want to talk about how A Course in Miracles describes it, which is a small, subtle shift in perception that can be the biggest miracles. And we're going to talk about that in terms of belief. So before I begin, I just want to remind everybody what a belief is. All a belief is a pattern of thought. It's something that you choose to think over and over and over again. And the more that you focus on a thought, on a belief, the more it becomes a part of your reality and your expectation. And you start to do what is called attachment. And what attachment is you think a thought and you think it over and over again. And because you think the thought over and over again, even if the thought is not true, you attach to it as reality. And that's really the key that I want to highlight, is just because you think a thought doesn't mean it's true. So if a belief is a pattern of thought you choose to think over and over again, just because you have a belief doesn't mean that that belief is actually true. And as Amanda Francis says, you know, it's not like every belief you have or thought you have is written on some chalkboard in the sky. So I want to illustrate the power of belief with two very particular stories that I know will resonate with so many of you. And I feel like I'm doing this on a whole nother level because my husband and I were looking at houses this last weekend. And woo, if you guys know, like, houses is not like buying a stick of gum. you know, it's not like buying a pair of pants either. It's not like, hey, I don't like the color anymore. Can we exchange this house for a different color? Or yeah, I'm just not feeling like I wanted the 3-bedroom vibe. Can we go with the 4-bedroom instead? Like, you know, it really is an investment and a decision that carries some weight behind it, which I believe will make this story even more powerful. And at the end of these two stories, I'm going to tell you the 3 lessons to learn from these stories and why these stories are so incredibly impactful and important. So the first story is how I bought my first house or how my husband and I bought our first house. So I remember just talking to my uncle, who I love and adore, one day, and he asked me, Brandon, how come you guys haven't bought a house? And I said, oh, thanks for asking, Uncle Mark. We can't afford one. And, you know, it's something that I believe for a long time. You're talking about me and my husband were 2 former Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus clowns. That's how we met. We were used to living on a circus train because he was on the road for 7 years. I was on the road for 6 years. And the room that I had originally was the smallest rooms on the train are called coffin rooms. I had one up from a coffin room, if that tells you something, one up. And it was just a stateroom. And it's like living in a closet. Like the coffin room is like, you know, space of a coffin. And the stateroom is like a small walk-in closet. And then like my husband's room was really like a big walk-in closet because he was the boss clown. You know, that was something I learned in the circus. You know, if you date a performer who makes more money than you, you also get a bigger room. So I remember just thinking at the time that after leaving the circus, like there's no way I'm going to be able to afford a house. I really thought too that deep down inside, I'd kind of screwed up my trajectory a little bit in terms of what I had to offer the world because, you know, I went to college, I had a 4-year degree. I ran away to join the circus because it was my childhood dream. And I was told that I was throwing my life away and that I was wasting my gifts, wasting my talent by being a circus clown. And then after being a circus clown, I decided I really wanted to go to film school, and I got my master's in screenwriting from Florida State University. And then I moved to LA. It wasn't a good fit. I didn't really like it. And then I moved back to Tampa to be with my husband. And I hadn't really found what I felt like was like my purpose or my life's calling. And I was helping him with the local Ronald McDonald program. He played Ronald McDonald, and I was the program director, did all his bookings, all the marketing, was like the liaison between owner operators and the corporation and all that stuff. And I just remember just being blessed that I had a job, being blessed that I had my husband, and being blessed that I had a 1-bedroom apartment. I mean, when you go from a coffin sized room or a stateroom or walk-in closet room and you go to a 1-bedroom apartment, I mean, I felt like it was a 7-bedroom, you know, mansion in Malibu. It was like, we have a fitness center, you know, at the complex. We have a pool at the complex. I was just so grateful to have what I had. And I remember my uncle saying, why don't you have a house? And I remember distinctly my answer was, we can't afford one. And I don't know why I felt like we couldn't afford one. I don't know where that belief actually came from. I just remember that was the reality to me. That's what I believed. That was the pattern of thought. That's what I choose to think every single day. And so I told him this, and it was like, what I said was a complete lie to him. He goes, yeah, you can afford a house. There was no hesitation, no ifs, ands, or buts. He was just like, no, you can afford a house. And I was like, yeah, no, Uncle Mark, we really can't afford a house. You're talking about two former circus clowns. And he's like, yeah, you can afford a house. And in fact, not only can you afford a house, I bet you can afford a really nice house. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I think you can afford 3-bedroom, maybe even 4-bedroom. And I remember just having a big pause. Like, I don't know. I don't believe it. You know, in my head, that's what I'm thinking. And he goes, how much are you guys making? And I told him. And then I could hear this smile in his voice. And he's like, you need to start looking for houses. And what my uncle did in that moment was a true miracle, because he cracked a hole in a limiting idea, a limiting belief. Because a belief is just a pattern of thought, and a limiting belief is a pattern of thought that limits us. Ooh, I'm getting emotional. From the good, the amazing, the miraculous, the better than we ever thought, that is really and truly available to us. And he put a huge crack in it. And so I went with my husband that weekend, and we started looking at houses. And we had no clue what we were doing. We had newbie written all over our forehead as we went in. And I remember Lisa's her name. We love you, Lisa. We walked into a model home. It was called the Sweetwater. And when I walked in, my heart just stopped. It was like, I love this house. Like, I love the floor plan. I love the flow. I love it. And I remember like thinking like, God, can we actually have this? Can we actually afford this, God? Could this actually be our home? And I remember talking to Lisa, who is a realtor, and she was filling in for the salesperson, Christy. Hi, Christy. We love you too. And she was so kind and so gentle, walking us through, you know, for a first time home buyer, like, you need to get pre-approval. And, you know, this is how you can kind of figure out your mortgage payment. And this is how you get an FHA loan and like all these things. And I remember starting to become overwhelmed, because it felt like the crack in the belief made me believe that it was a possibility for me and my husband. And then when I allowed myself to fall in love with the desire or what I wanted, it was really scary, because I didn't know how we were going to be able to afford it. I didn't know how it all worked out. I just started to believe in the possibility. And because I had that small belief in the possibility, I was willing to see things differently. I was willing to receive the help from Christy and from Lisa. And it was one miracle after the other of small things that led us to be able to purchase that house. One of the things that happened was, at the time, we had an independent contract with the owner operators of Tampa Bay. And because we were typically, you know, technically self-employed, they want to see like 5 years of income. And whereas a lot of loan companies will just not loan you money for a house if you don't have 5 years of income to show, this company made an exception and said, we'll do it if your contract will last for 5 years. And at the time, my husband, who was in charge of the contract, didn't want to sign a long-term contract, because we had had one-year contracts at Ringling Brothers Circus, and that's what he was comfortable with. He was afraid to sign like a huge five-year commitment for the owners and operators. And what ended up happening was, is he went to Blake, thank you, Blake, and asked him if he would mind talking to the co-op if they could extend the contract for, you know, 5 years. And without hesitation, they did it. And there was other small miracles like that too. I say small, they were really big, but they weren't parting the Red Sea, but they were big to us. One of them was, when you have a new home, you get to pick out all the cool shit that goes inside of it. And I remember like choosing between like level 3 carpet or level 1 carpet and level 1 tile, level 5 tile, like all these things. And I remember feeling like this overwhelm of like, it's too much. I don't know if we can afford that. I don't know if we can get that level one tile. We want that level 1 tile, boo. And again, Christy was so amazing and kind. She walked us through the difference in our mortgage payments of having those things wrapped into our mortgage, and just kind of reminded us that this is a home, it appreciates, and you're going to live there. You're going to live there. And it's not as expensive as you think it is. And the part of the story that's kind of scary is, after we bought the house and moved in and got married, we both got laid off. But here's what's so cool is, I don't believe that God sets us up for failure. I don't believe that God pulls the rug out from underneath us. I do believe that sometimes we're redirected, and sometimes circumstances that we don't expect redirect us in a really beautiful way to help us find new jobs, new opportunities, new things, which is what happened when we both got laid off. I mean, that path led me here to do this and encourage all of you. But the beautiful part of that story is really that it all started living in what has been our dream house for 7 years, started with someone telling me to believe differently about myself, about the good available to me and my husband. And I'm curious to how many of you listening today want to believe differently, but either you refuse to believe it, you refuse to hear it, and you just need a crack. You just need someone to crack in your belief. The second story I want to share is how Dustin's parents, my husband's parents, found a home near us. They decided to move to Kansas City, and they really wanted to be close to us. They needed to sell their house. They needed to move down. They made the decision really quickly, and this was last year. And it was taking, at that time, because of COVID and building supplies, it was taking like 9 months to a year to have your house built. And they really wanted to move in fast. They wanted to be here. They wanted to move in by May. And I remember them going to look for different houses, and they really wanted like a pre-manufactured home. And they wanted to be in like a 50 older community. And I remember them visiting us, flying in from Kansas City, and they had gone to look at houses all day. And they were despondent, sad, kind of given up. And his mom just had tears in her eyes. She goes, "We're never going to be able to find a place to live here. And I said, why do you feel that? She goes, because what we want, we can't afford. What we can't afford is not nice. And I don't know what to do. And I have learned from all my mindset coaching and my faith and the good and unlimited possibilities that the perfect and affordable home existed. They just hadn't found it yet. And I remember asking them, how bad do you want it? They're like, really bad. And I said, well, I believe that desires are put on your heart from the divine and God doesn't play with your heart. And I believe that it's out there for you. We just haven't found it yet. So I started asking them where they were looking. And they were looking, you know, north of Tampa. And I asked them, I said, have you guys looked south of Tampa? Like towards Bradenton, Sarasota, like the Ellenson area? They're like, no. So we did a quick Google search. And we found a community that had pre-manufactured homes. And I had them call. And when they called, they said, sorry, we don't have any appointments booked for the whole entire, we're all booked for appointments. We can't see you guys. And like, as soon as they got off the phone, they were defeated all over again. I said, why are you guys defeated? And they said, well, we don't have any appointments. I said, so what? I said, call them back and say, hey, I know you don't have any appointments, but can we at least come down and just look around the community and stuff? So they did. And they were like, yeah, you can do that. So we drove down. We went, we looked at the community that day, and they loved the community. They loved the newer homes that they saw being built there. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? Like, they don't have any appointments. So I said, we go to the front and we say, hey, we know you don't have any appointments, but maybe there's a wait list. Maybe there's like, there's a cancellation. They can show you around. They can see something. So they went in with me. And we talked to a really nice lady and she said, yeah, we don't have any more appointments. And my in-laws said, well, we are out of town from Kansas City. We fly out the day after tomorrow. And they said, well, let's put your name on the wait list and we'll see if something happens, if something opens up, we'll give you a call and we'll do our best to see what we can do. We just can't make any promises because we're fully booked. And again, they were kind of sad and despondent. And I told them, as I look, guys, you don't know what can happen. You're on the wait list. We could get a call on the way back to our house on the highway. Guess what happened? We literally got in the car. We were on the highway. And they got a call from the leasing office, our building office, and said, hey, you guys just left. We just had someone cancel for tomorrow. Can you guys be here? I don't remember what time it was, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., whatever it was. And they were like, yeah, we can be there. So they went there the next day and they got there. And the salesperson was really nice, really amazing, was showing them, you know, example after example after example. But again, it was a 9 to 12 month wait and they had to have to like, you know, pick out everything and have to wait to break ground. And, you know, there was also some quick sell homes. So if you're not familiar with that, a quick sell home is a home that's already been pre-built and they put in some fancy stuff, some not fancy stuff. And it's a quick move-in is what they call it, basically. So the idea is you buy it, you like it, you can move in really quickly. You don't have to wait those 9 to 12 months. So they go in and they're not finding anything that they really, really like that's like perfect for them. And they're getting frustrated again. And it's 9 to 12 months and they want to move in May. And then the salesperson gets a call. And she takes the call, talks to the person on the other line, says, thank you, hangs up, turns to my mother-in-law and says, a closing just fell through. I think we have the perfect house for you. Do you want to see it? They said, absolutely. So they drove over in their golf cart to that pre-manufactured home that had fallen through. And it was everything they wanted. They went from, it doesn't exist, it's impossible, to the home they wanted, quick move in by May, everything they wanted, close to us, in a matter of 2.5 days. So I want to share with you guys, as I wrap this up, three lessons from these stories about the power of belief. The first one is, I love you so much, but you will never have what you don't believe is possible for you to have. And if you don't believe it's possible for you, you'll never take action to receive it, even if it already exists for you. Both of those homes were already in existence. And if we hadn't shifted our beliefs, we never would have been able to receive them and see them. And the last thing is, you can't receive anything that you don't feel like you're good enough to receive. And when you can shift to knowing you're loved and adored, and if that desire was placed in your heart, it was meant for you, that's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. So I want to leave you all with an important question to ask yourself about your life, your finances, and your business. If anything is possible, what would I want? And what would I want to believe? And I would encourage you to ask God, universe, love, to create a crack in your limiting beliefs today. A crack that can open the doors to new possibilities, new ways of thinking, new inspired action. Because if my husband and I hadn't had that house we have now, we wouldn't have the equity. We wouldn't have the confidence to look for an even better house today. Because everything in life stacks, even your beliefs. I love you so much. Have an amazing day. And don't forget to join our awesome community, Confident AF Mindset Practices for Badasses. That's on Facebook. I love you so much. Have an amazing day. You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with host Brandon Foster on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.